Vraiment. Vous savez, je suis très savant, je vais ici durant. Quelque chose avec 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 Shisa b'shi m'mlacha mitzvah saseh. Resting on the seventh day from work is a mitzvah saseh. Shneimer v'yemashvi tispos. Kol ha'esav b'mlacha bitul mitzvah saseh. Anyone who does work is mevatel a mitzvah saseh. V'yavra leisas and transgressed a leisas. V'shneimer leisas kol m'mlacha. U'mal chayav alasias m'mlacha. What is he chayav for doing m'mlacha? Imotz b'tzoyin b'zorin chayav karas. If he does it deliberately by willfully, he's chayav karas. V'mhoi shamei d'masra on niska. There were both witnesses and warning, then he's chayav skila. He must be shkaga chayav karb mechatas kua, and if he did it inadvertently, he's chayav a karb mechatas kua. Beit. Kol makim shenemba mehilcha shabba shoy is the dove as a chayav, how is a chayav karas? Whenever we say chayav, it means chayav karas. He may shall made him asra chayav skila with edim and asra, it's skila. May shegi chayav chatas. Gimel. Kol makim shenemba shoy is the dove as a potter, whenever we say that he's potter, how is a potter mena karas, mena skila mena karban? He's potter from these. I will also ask his oy is the dove of the Shabbos. But it's also to do it on Shabbos. We saw him in the Rishon, and we saw him in Rabbona, where our chalka min hamalacha, which is the distance from the malacha. So it's a bizarre. The nakan is makas madus. Someone does it deliberately, then he's chayv malachas mid Rabbona. The chen kol makim shneema in osim kachon kachon also lasik kachon kachon. Whenever we say we don't do such a thing, or forbidden to do such a thing, the Shabbos on Shabbos. So it's a davar bizarre. And the one who does that thing deliberately, makin osim makas madus, is chayv malachas mid Rabbona. Dalit. The chol makim shneema mutal lasik kachon kachon. Whenever it's permissible to do such a thing, how is there mutzmeh chadchilas? Permissible chadchilas v'chein. Kol makim shneema ein chayv kuman. It says he's not chayv at all. Ein potter kuman. He's potter from everything. Ein makin osik val. He's not chayv makas at all. Hey, dvarim hamutar malasis b'shabbos b'shas hasiyos nefshut yos b'galam malacha. If something is permitted to be done on Shabbos, but when he does this permitted action, it could be that as a result of this, a malacha will be done. The efshut shleish yos. On the other hand, it's possible it will not be done. If he did not intend the malacha, then it's permitted. Okay, so what would that be? Go adam mita kisei v'ksav sol kiyotz ben person. They drag a bed, a chair, and a bench, and the like, the Shabbos on Shabbos. We'll eventually scav malacha v'chvitz, as long as it's not intended to dig a groove. The kaka and the ground, b'shat kira also, when he's dragging them. Lefikach, therefore, im chofru ha-kaka, if they did dig up the ground, he doesn't have to worry about it because he did not have that intention. A person is allowed to go walk on grass on Shabbos and will eventually escape on the Akaros as long as he does not intend to uproot them. If they are uprooted, he doesn't have to worry. He's allowed to wash his hand in the dust of fruit, like ground fruit. Which is a kind of depilatory of the van. As long as he does not intend to remove hair. If he does have to tear off the hair, he doesn't have to worry. A narrow hole, a person can push himself through on Shabbos. Even though he pulls out some pebbles, so to anything which he does not intend, he gains there like this, how is then what is permissible? But our also malacha and asis begalim malacha shavade to also b'shvil ase maase. If a person does one thing and another, a malacha must be done as a result of this action. Afa pishlin eskaven lo, even though he didn't intend it. Chayv is chayv. Shadav yidu, because it's known she efshishle to also ase malacha. It's impossible. This malacha should not be done. Kate, and how would that be? Hareishet zachar reish efter zachar b'yad kochim. The person needs the head of a bird for the child to. For a child to play with. B'chot ha'chayish b'shabbos, and he cut the head off on Shabbos, afa pishu ein seif magmasa, even though his ultimate motive is not rigas ha'ayif b'l'vad, to only to kill the bird, chayiv is still chayiv, shadav yidu, because it's known, she'ef shishiyach ha'chayish ha'chayish, it's impossible to cut off the head of a living thing, v'yichye, and it should live, ela, amavas wa b'shvilei, the death obviously will come as a result, v'chein kol kiyotze b'zeh, and the like. A person who does a malach on Shabbos, even though he doesn't want the forbidden ends of the malacha, chayv aleha, he is still chayv for it. Okay, so what would that be? He put out the ner, but they should tzarach l'shem, because he wants the oil. The forbidden purpose is the kibui. Now, it isn't the kibui that he wants. it is the shemen, the oil, that he wants. Or lef sila, or he wants to keep the wick. They should be aves, they shouldn't be destroyed, burnt out. Or they should be sorry, or so they shouldn't catch fire. Initially a baka, so that the earthenware shouldn't harass shall there, that the earthenware shouldn't, the lamp shouldn't burst. Because here the putting out of the candle is melacha, and he had the kavana to be machab, to put it out. So you can't say he did not intend to put it out. He did intend to put it out. It's just that his ultimate goal was not the kibui itself. It was another. It was another end. Purpose that he has in doing it, but he did intend the kibbutz, so it's a davar shemiskave. Dafa bishen itachu gufa kibbutz, even though it isn't the end of the melacha, is not the end purpose. But they cover elam of Hashem, and they only put down because of the shemen of Hashem, because of the earthenware of Hashem, because of the wick. How is their chayv still chayv? Again, ma'avir sakret abe amis vishus agam, a person who moves a spike. Or he puts out a burning coal. In both cases, so that no damage would reach the public. Even though it isn't the extinction, which is the end, which is his purpose, which is his goal, the guf avara, or that this object should be moved from one place to another, is not his goal. But his goal is to move. The purpose is to move away the damage, the danger to the public. How is there chayv is l'chayv, v'chein kol kiyotze b'zeh, and all such like things. Now the Rava disagrees with this, and the Rava said we should pass like Rav Shimon. The Rav Shimon says melacha shein tzricha l'guf is patur. The Rava Magid supports the Rambam from the Gemara, as he has a stab for it, but finishes off that the Achronim are mitzadeid, like the Rava that he's patur. Yes. The person who intends one malacha, another malacha is done. Which he did not intend. Because his machshava wasn't fulfilled. Ketzad, what would that be? If he threw a stone or an arrow at his friend, at an animal, to kill him. And it went and uprooted a tree on its in its travel, and it did not kill Harry's head pot and his pot. Isaiah Kavachim, and it's certainly Kavachim, in this Kavan, if his Kavana was there, so Kav was to do a lesser Issa, and Asa Issa Chom, and a greater Issa was done. Vishnu is Kavan, is written with Kavan, is intended to throw in the Kavan, which is an Yasim Drabon, and we offer him however no Shus Harabim, and goes into a Shus Harabim, which is Asim Alter, Shu Potter, he's certainly Potter, but he's not created with that. This Kavan, Asa is Dava Hamutav, he intended to do a permissible thing, but also Dava Acher, and another thing was done, against his Kavan, Lachlich Satolish, he intended to chop something which was uprooted, the Chotach HaSamachuba, by mistake, chopped something which was attached to the ground, in a Chayav, but he's not Chayav at all. Chayin Kol Kiyotze Bazeh. Yes, this Kavan, Hilka Tienim, Shcher, Asa, he intended to pick black figs, Velikit Levon Asa, and he picked white ones, this is Kavan, Hilka Tienim, Echakachanovim, intended to pick figs and afterwards grapes. And it went the other way, and he first of all picked the grapes, and afterwards the figs. Potter is Potter. Even though he picks all he intended, since he didn't pick it in the order he intended, he's Potter. Because he did with each action without kavanah. Also, the Torah only forbade melachas machshavas, which means the melacha which he intended. Yud. Well, the fun of staying there is to open this kriyas if he had in front of him two lights, either which were out or which were burning. Niskavein lechabez zuvakava zu intended to extinguish one, and he extinguished the other. Had the zu, the light one, he lit a zu, and he lit the other. Chayv is chayv. Also, min hamlocha shechashav asoisa. He's done the same kind of thing that he intended to do. Alamod, then to what can you compare this? The mishnah skam nilketein zu lechetein acheres to one who intended to pick one fig and picked another fig. The mission is Kavan Lahagoig Ezevahagazeh. A person intended to kill one and he killed another. The Malacha which he intended he did. Now the rabbi disagrees with this and considers that in this case too he should be possible. Hidal. Avalim is Kavan Lahadlakushon Lahavishni if he intended to light one and put out another after. And Epachadavakavishon Lahakahilakshniah. And he, by mistake, he first of all put out the one and then lit the other. Potter is Potter. Kavah Zuba, Hidlik Zuba, Nishima Achas. If he extinguished one and lit the other, and one with one breath, Chayv is Chayv. Shafa Pishle Hikdim had locker, even though he didn't do the lighting first. How is Eli Icha Eisa? On the other hand, you can't say he made it afterwards. A person who does a malacha just incidentally without any thought at all, potter his potter, good base. A person intended to do malacha and he did more than he intended, his chayav a potter, but if he did less than he intended, potter his potter. Okay, so how would that be? Of a person intended to catch something behind him and bolei the phone off, and it came out in front of him. He intended a lesser degree of watchfulness, and he accomplished a greater degree of watchfulness. He intended to carry in front of him and he slipped around behind him. He intended to carry it properly guarded, properly watched. And he took it out with a lesser degree of watchfulness. If he had a belt on, and he slipped the object he was carrying between his flesh and his shirt, whether this object, which is usually carried in this way, was in front of him, or whether it was behind him, she came darkly as chayzer. It's chayv anyway because it's normal for these things to slip around in that way. You doubt. A person who began intended to do malach on Shabbos and began doing it and did the required amount is chayv. Even though he didn't complete the malach which he intended to complete, Kate, how would that be? He intended to write a letter, a shtar, or a document to Shabbos. He doesn't see any chayv when he completes the whole document. They call it a geres, the whole letter. As soon as he writes two letters, he's chayv. If he intended to weave a whole garment, when he weaves two strands, he's already chayv. Even though his intention was to complete the garment, also since he did the quantity amount, which is the basic malacha, intentionally chayv is chayv. All the like. That's well. Any malach which an individual could have done on his own, Yasser Eisel Shnai Meshutvus, and two did it together. Bein Shasa Zemek Tasa Zemek Tasa, whether one did part and the other did part, Yin Shaka Zach, if it's Meshuz Zu, Vinichashin Meshuz Acheres, for example, one lifted it up, did the Akira, from one Meshuz and the other did the Hanocha. In the other Meshuz, Meshuz Aram to Meshuz Ayachel, vice versa, Bein Shasa Eisel Shnai Meshuz, or whether they both did the same action together, from beginning to end, in Shachos, Shnei Mekumus, they both them held a pen together, a kosver, and wrote, or they held a loaf and they took it out together, Meshuz, from one Meshuz to another, Harry Elim to him, they're still potter. There's I. Neither one could have done it on their own. Until they came together, because there were two people who took a big beam and carried it out since neither of them could have done it on their own. We also said we should first. They did it together from beginning to end. You only need one shiur for the both. If one of them had enough strength to carry out the beam on his own, and the other could not have carried it on his own, and they got together and they carried it out. So the one who could have done it on his own is Chayv. The second one is only an assistant. The assistant is not Chayv at all. Anyone who does a destructive action is part of Ketan. The person wounded his chav over behemoth or an animal der chashchos in a destructive way. Or if he tore clothing or burnt or broke kalim in a destructive way, how is that part? And he is part or if he dug a hole and he needs only the earth, how is that a kalke? And so far as the whole goal goes, he's done a destructive action of potter. Even though he did a malacha, since his intention was a destructive one, he's potter. If a person does a destructive action with the intention of construction afterwards, he's chayav. Kate said, how would that be? How is this? If a person knocked something down in order to build in its place, or he rubbed something out in order to write in the place where he rubbed out a shachafak gumakere lifnes betecha yisaydes, where he dug a hole to build in it foundations and the like, chayvis chayv, the shiur on kshia masak in the shiur. The amount of destruction is the amount of tikkun. For example, he's got to rub out the area to write the two letters which he's chayv, to destroy the area where he could build a building which he would be chayv for. You test. Whether he started off deliberately and finished off the shkaga, whether he started off inadvertently and finished off deliberately, he's potter until he does the whole quantity, the amount of the work from beginning to end deliberately. Then he's chayv paros. If there were witnesses and warning cards, or to do the entire amount from beginning to end, after which he would be chayv chatas.